The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Time for our regular feature. I'm joined by Joe Linhan, climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. Joe, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
You've brought me a new term, underconsumption core. What is it?
Yes. So for anyone who is not on TikTok or is like me and is very new to TikTok, this is a trend that has taken off in the last couple of weeks.
But the term itself, underconsumption, I understand, but core. Is that a Gen Z term?
It's a total Gen Z thing. So Gen Z have all, we're really showing our age now, but Gen Z do have all these terms. Another thing that people might have heard of is GORP core. And that's kind of this trend of people wearing, you know, very outdoorsy kind of mountain climbing gear as like their clothing. So core is kind of this new word that gets tacked on to the end of something that is really trendy, really having a moment. Okay.
So the underconsumption core has 19.7 million posts on TikTok.
Yes, it's really exploded. And, you know, it's gas that it takes something to like have a big moment on a platform like TikTok for us to talk about it. But it is. And really what it is this big pushback against the overconsumption that we've all been so used to, and especially for anyone who's on social media, you know, it's just part of your daily scroll. You know, there's a lot of what we call hauls, which is where people, you know, will buy 20, 25 items of clothing, show their followers what it is. And it's this kind of glorification of just having lots of stuff.
Consumption.
Yeah. Another thing, a really big thing on TikTok is people opening their bathroom cabinets, and you'll see like literally hundreds of beauty products, you know, dozens of perfumes arranged beautifully. And that this is really the kind of TikTok trend that has been so big. So it's
okay,
a pushback against that.
So it's a pushback against it, but it's also its own trend.
It is.
People, for example, you know, they open their wardrobe and there's not 20 pairs of trainers, there's one. And they say, look at me, I've had these for the last 5 years. They're falling apart, but I put them through the washing machine several times and I'm still wearing them.
I've put them through the washing machine. I've repaired them. I've replaced the laces. Like, it's so funny because we're really just going back to living. It's just living normally and just being mindful of what you're using and really how our parents would have lived, repairing things, washing them, trying to extend their life cycle if they were broken, finding another use for them. So it's really just going back to that. But I suppose because we've been so saturated with this kind of abnormal way of living where there's so much stuff and there's, you know, a lot of money and a lot of access to things, this feels very new and exciting, I guess, to some.
Even though it's just going back to what we used to do.
It really is.
What is haul culture?
Yeah, so haul culture is something that really exploded, I guess, along with fast fashion. And what that would be is a lot of people who are online, whether they make their living online, they're an influencer, you know, a TikToker, they're on Instagram or on YouTube, or whether they're just somebody who just likes to make content. It's really this idea of going and purchasing an inordinate amount of items, showing your followers or people online what you've bought and kind of really basking in just having this, you know, vast quantity of stuff.
And one of the things often they do, and ordinary people do it, never mind influencers, they buy four dresses.
Yes.
And then they send three of them back.
Yes. And what I'd love people to know about that is people think I'll buy four things and I'll send it back. When those things are returned, 90% of the time, they are not going back to the retailer.
Yeah.
They're being dumped. So people will say, oh, I'm being sustainable. I'm going to, you know, order these six things. I'll keep the one that I want. Unfortunately, the likelihood is the five that you send back are going straight to a landfill.
Straight to landfill.
Yeah.
100 million single-use outfits in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
That's just worn once.
Worn once and literally thrown away. And unfortunately in Ireland, we are the worst in the EU for this. We have double the rate of fashion consumption, fast fashion consumption and general fashion consumption than anyone else in Europe. And it's not that we're buying these things, you know, a lot of things, really enjoying them. We're buying them and we're literally throwing them away or donating them, which is another thing that people think, oh, I'm being great, I'll buy all these things, I'll donate them. The charity shops are absolutely inundated with things. And these are things that are very, very low quality. They've been made, you know, probably under duress by people who aren't being paid a fair wage. They're made out of plastic. All those cheap materials are petroleum. So they're not going to degrade. They're going to landfill. So it's really, while it looks shiny on the outside, behind it, it's a very serious problem.
Now, there are people pushing a 12-step skincare routine at young girls.
Yeah, this is a big thing on TikTok and some really great research came out about this a couple of months ago. So one of the big trends on TikTok is, you know, my skincare routine, and people will often do their skincare while telling a story or talking to followers. And it's very soothing, very lovely to watch. But a lot of the time it's very complex skincare routines. And because the people who are on TikTok are very young, a lot of them are using a lot of these products. And some research has come out to say that people, young girls especially, with very young skin, which by the way doesn't need lotions and potions like maybe some of their older counterparts, they're actually doing their skin damage. They're using different acids, different retinols, and they're actually damaging their skin at a very young age, again because they feel like, I need a 12 step skincare routine. That's what's happening online. So again, this trend under consumption court is just pulling that right back, and people are showing, you know, they have like one face cream, one SPF that they use in the morning, and just really showing that there's another way to do things. You don't need to be going down this route, which is obviously also very expensive.
You say that we're hardwired to crave stuff.
We really, really are. And I've looked into this because myself, I've had to kind of unfurl myself from the, you know, the shopping rat race that we all get pulled into. And the research shows that, you know, just today we'll be exposed to between 6,000 and 10,000 ads, whether that be here on radio, on social media, on the internet, on TV. So you're constantly being bombarded and being told that you need to buy things, that you need to update things. So it's a very, very difficult thing for us to kind of pull ourselves out of when a lot of it is so subliminal. So I think the first step is for people to realize that we are exposed to it, and we have been told that you need the new outfit for something, or you need the brand new, whatever it is. And it's really just taking a step back and be like, okay, but do I really, you know, people are profiting off of this. So if you're exposed to 10,000 ads, the likelihood is you are going to finish your day and think, God, I really need to go online and buy something.
Yeah. And then when someone like a member of the royal family wears the same outfit twice, there are two reactions. One, isn't she great? She's thrifty. The other reaction is, you think she'd honour us with a better outfit than that old rag she's wearing.
I know. And isn't that so? That is really the duplicity of the minds that we're in. You know, some of us are thinking that's fantastic, we should be using what we have. And then other people are thinking, well, you only live once, why not have the new thing? And especially when something like that is in the public eye, it does, you're so right, it makes headlines because it is so unusual.
And the Queen, the late Queen, used to recycle a lot of stuff and make a big deal of it. You know, make sure everyone knew this is the same green coat that I wore in Dublin that I'm now wearing in Paris or whatever it might be.
Which is fabulous. Yeah.
Now, she came from a generation of people who did repair things. I mean, she herself was a mechanic. She could repair the old Land Rover if it broke down in the Highlands.
I know, and you're so right. I think it is a generational thing. And, you know, before people did just repair things, they made sure that they could extend their life for as long as possible. So it's trying to get back to that mindset. And look, there are great things happening in Ireland. There are so many repair workshops popping up all over the country. My dad told me a couple months ago that he saw a sign in his local library for one popping up in Mallow where I grew up. So there are these little repair groups meeting up, swapping their tips. So if you can't sew, you can learn from someone. If you can't fix the Land Rover, hopefully maybe somebody in the community can teach you. So it's about getting back to those skills. You know, even retailers, Penny's work with a lot of repair people. They do free repair clothing workshops. So there are workshops and skills out there to find. You just need to do a little bit of research.
I mean, no one's expecting the skill of darning to come back, darning your socks. That's never going to come back.
No.
But there are certain things, you know, something is a little bit careworn, can be tarted up. I saw a thing in Vogue, believe it or not, a few months ago, suggesting that you take your trainers, just put new multicolored laces in them and you have a new item.
Yeah, and one of the things that people always come back to me for is I use acetone, which is used to take off nail varnish. If you have shoes that are white and they're a little bit scuffed, acetone lifts pretty much everything off of it. So it's just finding those little tricks to help extend
now,
it.
The other thing is people have a weird way of conning themselves. I mean, they look at the Kardashians, for example, and they have these walk-in wardrobes that are half a mile long, and they kind of aspire to that. They're never going to have a walk-in wardrobe a half a mile long.
No, and then we do shop and live accordingly. You know, we see that and we think, oh, that's what I need. And it's not even those massive celebrities. I think there's a lot of people online that we you know, see every day. We kind of feel like we know them. And subliminally, we think, well, you know, they have a big house, they have that wardrobe, or they have all those new things, maybe I should have it too. The reality is most of us don't live like that. And just bringing it back to basics is so important.
And the final thing is about resale. It's on the up and up. It's going to be the coming thing.
It is absolutely exploding. And there are so many great people in Ireland that are really helping to push that message forward. There are so many great resale sites. I love Vestiaire Collective, which does a lot of designer wear. It's great to buy and sell, and everything is verified. If you're into your high street finds, Depop is amazing. But then there are local stores like Shop Ella, which is just down the street here, does some great stuff. There are great vintage stores. There's also renting, which is really exciting. Lots of new rental companies popping up all over Ireland, where if you're going to a wedding and you do want that new, you know, feeling, that nice new outfit buzz, you can go and rent something and then drop it back for a fraction of the price.
And then there are outfits like IKEA, as people like to call it, and they will take back furniture
which
and
is
they
amazing.
Will chart it up and resell it. One presumes they're not dumping it into landfill.
No, they're not. They definitely aren't. But look, we're getting back into that circular economy. It's about making sure that things, if you do invest in them, you have them for a long time, you enjoy them, and then you pass them on to the next person.
This one, I blame Barbie for overconsumption. Everybody wants to live in her dream house, stuffed to the gills with consumer products. I welcome the underconsumption movement. And a lot more text on that as well. Joe, thank you very much for joining us. That's Joe Lennon, who's climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.